I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. Sunny today, expect a high of 88. Jackson County's sheriff's deputies say they're still investigating a double homicide in rural Murfreesboro. Deputies say 65-year-old Burrold Richeson and his 65-year-old wife Brenda were found dead inside their home just after midnight Monday by an adult family member. Autopsies were performed on Tuesday. The cause of death is still not being released. Sheriff's investigators say one person was arrested. The couple's son, Keith, is reportedly behind bars this morning. The U.S. Marshals are warning people not to respond to two recent scams that involve people posing as marshals making calls around the country. Authorities say a phony law enforcement officer will tell potential victims that warrants have been issued for them or their family member because they didn't show up for a federal grand jury that they were previously summoned to appear before. Potential victims are then told that they could avoid arrest if they pay a fine by an electronic fund transfer or a cashier's check. U.S. Marshals Services, there's another ongoing phone scam where the swindler is claiming to be a U.S. Marshal, a court officer, or other law enforcement official looking to collect a fine instead of arrest for failing to report for jury duty. The U.S. Marshals Office says people should know it's a federal law enforcement agency and it doesn't call to arrange any payment of fine over the phone or for failure to appear for jury duty or any other infraction. There are lots of keepsakes available to commemorate next week's total solar eclipse. WSIU's Jordan Maddox says one is available across the country.
Mark Saunders with the U.S. Postal Service says they have special stamps and postmarks for the eclipse.
These are first-of-a-kind stamps for the U.S. Postal Service, and they are heat-sensitive, and essentially the heat from your finger when you touch the stamp image will change from an image of the eclipse into an image of the moon. And then when you take your finger off and it cools, it reverts back to the eclipse image.
Saunders says the stamps are sold on a sheet of 16 stamps with a map of the path of the eclipse from Oregon to South Carolina printed on the back.
They're in extremely high demand. Most post offices have them, but if they're temporarily out of stock, the easiest way to get them and the way I would recommend is to go online to usps.com/shop.
Saunders says many communities throughout the U.S. will have their own postmark for the mail that they receive on the 21st, and the Carbondale Post Office has confirmed that they have their own design. I'm Jordan Maddox.
1,800 Democrats rallied in Springfield yesterday. Organizers say it was a record crowd for the day set aside for Democrats. They heard more than 20 politicians attacking Republican President Donald Trump and Governor Bruce Rauner. One candidate for governor, Chris Kennedy, says both men were too slow to condemn the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
We don't allow that in this country. And for the governor to be hesitant on that point, for the president to be hesitant on that point, is to put our democracy at risk.
The governor ultimately did accept a terrorism label for the acts.